Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, August 28th, 2026, last Friday in the month of August. Hard to believe that September right around the corner. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. How are you, Matt?
Doing pretty well.
And just to show you that we do like Dolly Parton, we're going to do something this hour that'll be kind of fun here with Dolly Parton. This is one of those things that's made for radio.
You got a favorite Dolly Parton song?
Yes, and I'm glad you asked me. You asked that just at the right time, and we didn't even plan that. As I said... She did this movie, I think 91 or 92, called Straight Talk. And the movie really is not bad. I might go home and watch it tonight. The movie, James Woods is in the movie. He's a very good actor. And actually the guy who voiced Roger Rabbit.
You ever watch, really? Roger Rabbit, that's a good movie.
The guy who did the voice for him is in the movie as well. He plays her producer. But in any event, the movie is basically this, and I won't ruin the end for you. But Dolly Parton is looking for a job. She has no experience at anything. She just left her, I can't remember if it's her husband or her boyfriend. She leaves somebody. She's on her own. She needs a new job. And I think she goes in to apply for a job as a secretary at a radio station. But they think when she comes in that she's the new advice columnist on air. And she's about to go on air. So they rush her in, and she's taking the calls, and she does so great she becomes the biggest advice giver on radio in this era. I think it's New York is where the movie takes place. So that's the story. And all throughout the movie, she's trying to hide that she is not... the radio station people know it, that she's not really a doctor and that she's not really this person, but they don't want the public to know it because the show's doing so well. So I believe James Woods plays a newspaper man who's the love interest, but also trying to find out if she really is this doctor person. What are her credentials? What's her background? So it's a movie about radio, so I like that. She, of course, like Dolly Parton would do, clever person that she is, she wrote and sang the title track from this movie, Straight Talk. And the song was called Straight Talk, and it's a clever song.
So your favorite song is a theme song to a movie?
No, it's not. It actually played on stations, and I believe there were CDs released.
Okay, so this is like an actual song.
It's a full song.
She just used as the theme?
Used as the theme for the movie.
Okay.
I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg, but here you go. And there's actually a line in this song, I think you'll hear it, which is why I really like this song. But this is the I guess you'd consider it number one track to the movie theme song, Straight Talk. But it was an actual song that used to play on the radio and CMT and all those places. Here you go.
Straight talk, and we're gonna be alright. 'Cause I like to know just where I'm. problems about noses out of joint. Now I want you all, you know I care, and I do understand. And hey, thanks for lending me an ear out there in Radio Land. Give me some straight talk, straight talk. Don't sugarcoat it, please.
Straight Talk by Dolly Parton, the theme lead single of the movie Straight Talk from the early 1990s. Now, in honor of Dolly Parton, by the way, because we want to do nice things here, we're going to make live on the air here right now Dolly Parton cornbread, because we learned that her favorite recipe was Dolly Parton cornbread. Did you know this, Matt?
Well, I did as of, you know, Wednesday.
Now, this is good because it's a Duncan Hines product, Dolly Parton's sweet cornbread. And on the side, it says, "In my house, no meal is complete without cornbread. It's one of my all-time favorite comfort foods, and this mix makes it so darn easy. Drizzle on some honey for an extra bit of sweetness. Don't forget the butter. Ain't nothing better than butter." Dolly's cornbread mix. Now, we do not have an oven in the studio, but we do have an air fryer. So we got the air fryer ready to go here. We got the Dolly Parton cornbread mix, and we're going to show you how easy this is. Are you excited, Matt?
I am. You know, I like cornbread. Cornbread's pretty good.
But it's Dolly's cornbread, so you know it's got to be better. Now, it's very interesting because the ingredients are actually for a whole pan of this stuff. And clearly we're not making a whole pan, so you kind of got to eyeball it. So we're going to put some Dolly Parton cornbread mix in the bowl here. We'll just fill that up to that point, because you don't want to overfill the bowl. By the way, we're using a oh boy, there's cornbread mix going everywhere. We're actually using a soup bowl is what we're using, because that will fit in the air fryer. Okay, so the Dolly Parton cornbread mix is in there. Now, it's interesting, it's kind of white and yellow. What are you doing?
I was trying to figure out how to put this in the box.
Well, don't spill it.
So I just did.
I might make some cornbread later on tonight for some guests. You know, white and yellow, right?
Yep.
That's what it looks like.
Got the flour and
now,
the corn mix. Yep.
Right. Now, you got... Oh, see, I didn't spray the thing again. You got to spray the ball. All right, hold on. Last time I did this, we're not doing that again. You got to chisel this stuff out of here. So we're dumping the Dolly Parton cornbread mix in this other bowl. You've got... Oh, you always have to spray the bowl first. Okay, you get your vegetable oil out here. And you just put a little shake on the vegetable oil, because you always have to... Now we're cooking. All right. The bowl now... is covered in the soup bowl is covered in vegetable oil, so now it will not stick.
Very good.
Yeah, that's hopefully the point. Okay, we've got the Dolly Parton cornbread mix in there. Now you have to put one egg in this. Now actually, it's one egg for the whole recipe, but you know, how do you put half an egg in something? So there's the egg. We need like a put this on a plate over there or something. There's the eggshell. We got the egg in there. Now, you're supposed to put one... What is it? What's for the whole recipe here? 1 cup of milk. Now, I have... What are you playing with the eggshell for?
I don't know. I like to watch the egg yolks. They look funny.
Okay. So here we go.
Whites, I guess.
We don't want to put... I think we oversaturated. So I'm only going to put a dash of milk in this because we've got the whole egg. So a little dash of milk in there. And... You're supposed to put a little bit of butter in, which we did not do the other night. So we're going to make sure to do that now. We've got our stick of butter here.
You forgot to put in the thing that she says to not forget.
No, we put it on the top the other night. Where are my utensils?
Yeah, we put it on the top. I don't know.
They were right here. Where are my utensils?
Oh, under the eggshell.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we take a little bit of butter now.
Oh, again, I love this. This is good.
I don't know. Whoa, there goes the vegetable oil.
Rope.
Okay, the butter's in there. We put in, what do we put in? Okay, if you're writing this down at home, you put some Dolly Parton corn, first of all, grease the pan. Put the Dolly Parton cornbread mix in. By the way, if you're using a soup bowl, grease the soup bowl with vegetable oil. Put the Dolly Parton cornbread mix in, a little dab of milk, supposed to be one cup of milk, one large egg, and one-third cup butter. But we've modified these things because of the, we're not making the whole recipe here. So, now you stir this up. And I think the consistency is much better now than it was the other night.
Oh, I thought it looked pretty good the other night.
Well, I think it was a little soupy, was the problem. Maybe we should have melded this butter. Because the butter is a little... Oh, yeah, this is much better consistency than we had the other night. It was definitely what I would call soupy the other night, which I think led to the problem. Yeah, this is much more like batter you would want for a cookie or a cake or something of that nature. You know, really, this is like cooking in Appalachia.
That's good.
This is kind of what it's like.
Why are you taking shots at Appalachia?
No, now, why was that a shot at Appalachia? This is how they do it. You know, you have to improvise. We don't have measuring cups here in the studio. We don't have whisks.
I'm sure they
have. We don't have pans. We don't have ovens. We don't have anything like that.
I'm sure they have all of those things in Appalachia.
Well, I don't know. They seem to cook down there with rudimentary tools. Now, look at that. That's a much better consistency than we had the other night.
I don't know what cornbread mix is supposed to look like.
Well, it's supposed to be somewhat soupy, but not runny. And ours was a little runny the other night. But now we've got the real butter in there, too. So this is really good. Okay.
I'm excited.
You take your air fryer, and you set it to 375, a little higher than we had it the other night. Yeah. 375, got that?
Yep.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
375. Now we're going to open the air fryer. We're not going to put the spoon in there.
You got a fancy air fryer. It tells you what to cook all your stuff to.
Well, right. I mean, isn't baked goods 375?
350. 360.
Well, cornbread's different. You want to lick the spoon?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Thank you, though.
All right. The cornbread is now in the air fryer, and we're going to set the time for 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
All right, 20 minutes, and it is ticking over there.
We got a bomb.
Well, we got something. Now, we'll have to cut this butter later on to put on top of the cornbread when you serve it. But here we are. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You always end up with a mess every time you cook.
Well, I don't know. It's just part of the job, I guess.
It's kind of... I think that's the.
You got your sleeves rolled up like you're you're a chef.
Well,
chefs always have their sleeves.
I like to
rolled.
Think I'm a little bit of a chef.
That's good.
Too much milk will kill anything. It'll make it too soupy.
I like milk.
No, you can't. You don't want soupy.
Well,
am I right about this? Are there any cooks out there? Has anybody had the Dolly Parton cornbread? Because you do not want soupy, or powdery. You got to get all that powder worked out. That's why you gotta whisk it up.
Yeah, you should have whisked with the fork.
No, I don't think that would have worked.
Whisking with a fork is better.
No, I don't think it is. Spoon, I had to break up that stuff. We got a little bit of, you know, Dolly Parton cornbread mix here and there.
I think it's okay. It just, you know.
I'm just so glad that I sprayed that with the vegetable oil this time. Because the other night, it was like a chisel trying to get it out of that bowl. Vegetable oil can save you so much time.
I don't do baking.
Does anybody hear the, can you hear that on the radio? The air fryer clicking over in the corner? Cooking our Dolly Parton cornbread? Well, it's going to be cornbread time here in about 20 minutes. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But that's how you prepare the Dolly Parton cornbread. You get the cornbread mix, one cup of milk, one large egg, and one-third cup melted butter.
Very nice.
Don't forget to lubricate the baking dish.
You do a lot of baking?
Well, I mean, I can, but I don't do it a lot because I live alone.
I do not bake.
You're not exactly baking for people when you live alone.
I don't know. I mean, fair enough. I guess.
Is anybody out there listening? Can they hear the thing ticking?
My aunt likes to bake.
I don't know if that's picking up on radio or not. 740-383-9944. Can you hear the thing ticking out there? Give us a call. Now, also, by the way, the other night in the studio...
You ever watch Family Guy?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, well, never mind then.
Was there something profound there?
No, you brought up James Woods earlier. And, like, they go to, like, James Wood High School. And, like, I don't know. Anytime the name James Wood comes up, I think of Family Guy, because there's a scene where they, like, where they lead James Woods to a box to, like, capture him. And it's just like, ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. just all the way down to this box.
Is that one of those inside jokes?
What, ooh, piece of candy?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, if you don't know what it's from, it probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it's funny nonetheless.
I thought I had another fork laying here, like a better whisking fork.
I see two forks.
I don't know who knows where it went. In any event, the other night in the studio, we had write-in candidate for governor, Timothy O'Grady. No, not O'Grady. Timothy Grady. He's not Irish. Timothy Grady. Now, he is 28 years old. He's an Ohio State University master's student. He is a native of Ohio's Richland County, working toward a Master's of Public Administration at the university's John Glenn College of Public Affairs, says, don't vote for me. That's what he said the other night.
Yes.
What'd you make of Timothy Grady?
You know, he's an interesting kind of a guy. Because, I don't know. I mean, like you had asked him about the gubernatorial race and Vivek Ramaswamy and Amy Acton, and he gave some big long dissertation about why he didn't like Vivek and some big long dissertation about why he didn't like Amy Acton, but then like later on in the show he said that he does kind of like Vivek. And I don't know. It was just a very confusing. Yeah, and then there was the whole like, you know, don't vote for me thing. Like, why are you? Like, I just don't see the point in running for an office if you're not going to run to win. If you're going to run to lose, why are you even running? Seems like a waste of your time and everybody else's time and money who gave you money. It's just.
And he said he had money to spend.
Yeah, people donated to his campaign. He still has campaign finances.
And by the way, he also ran in 2022 and only got 574 votes.
Well, I guess in 2022, apparently, it was like a...
largely satirical campaign.
Yeah.
And by the way...
I don't know. I guess this time, you could... I don't know if satirical is the right word, I guess. But, again, I mean, he's not really running. He said to not vote for him, so...
We got a weird press release here this morning. This is kind of interesting. It says, Ramaswamy's ad falsely blames Dr. Acton for death of Kentucky resident. Records show the woman lived in Kentucky and died weeks after Ohio ended its stay-at-home order. It says, new reporting from the Columbus Dispatch reveals that Vivek Ramaswamy's newest ad features a GOP activist who falsely blames Dr. Acton for isolating her late mother during the pandemic. The Dispatch verified records proving the activist's mother was from Kentucky, belonging to a church in Ellesmere, Kentucky, and died July 25th, 2020 at a hospice facility. 6 weeks after Dr. Acton stepped down as health director, the activist Linda Caudill served as a delegate for Trump in 2016 and 2024, sparked controversy as a volunteer for former U.S. Rep. Jim Renacci's 2017 campaign for governor and is pictured in a viral video of protesters gathered outside the Ohio State House on April 13, 2020 to oppose DeWine's pandemic policies. The Dispatch fact-checked a repeated lie from the Ramaswamy campaign blaming Dr. Acton for pandemic-era decisions. In reality, DeWine, a Republican who appointed Acton for the job in 2019, says he bears full responsibility for the administration's decisions. So do you understand any of that? Linda Caudill, apparently in an ad, says that her mother died as a response from COVID, right? Amy Acton.
But it was after Amy Acton stepped down, right? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, stay-at-home order, I don't know.
I don't understand. I mean, okay.
I mean, I don't know. It might not be good for, I mean, it might not be good for an ill person to be locked at home, but, you know, I don't know. It happened apparently, like, I think I said 6 weeks after Amy Acton stepped down. Yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean, wasn't she responsible for the stay-at-home order? I mean, I'm not...
Amy Acton?
Yeah.
I guess she was responsible for the stay-at-home order, but, I mean, like, there was 6 weeks. I mean, somebody else could have... I mean, if the stay-at-home order was really that bad, I mean, whoever the new health director was, they could have just, you know, dealt with it.
But apparently this woman blames Amy Acton. In the ad, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I don't watch the political ads, just the ones we talk about.
Well, apparently this is like another DJ the Barber thing, I would guess.
Well, this is, I guess, interesting.
Well, it would seem. I mean, I don't know. Doesn't it all seem odd to you?
But, so, her mom was, what, sick? And then, like, died? I'm confused how, I mean, I understand the whole, you know, Amy Acton's, like, you know, stay-at-home order. But, like, how did she die?
I don't know. So she was in a hospice, right?
Hey, it's Vivek.
I just don't understand this. But I understand very little, honestly, about what's going on anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I would have to see the ad or hear that woman talk about it. I mean, it doesn't... I don't know. I don't know what she died of or anything like that. But
you
know, I don't know.
I just, it all seems very odd. I mean, I don't know. So what's your thoughts on this as a whole?
On Amy Acton being accused?
Well, this fact check, I guess.
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly how it would be Amy Acton's fault. I mean, I don't know. I mean, unless like the death is somehow directly tied to the stay-at-home order.
Well, I think that's the point, isn't it?
But like, I don't know. How is a stay-at-home order like dangerous?
I have no idea. Well, no, I think because she wasn't with her mother when she died. I mean, isn't that the point?
Well, you can't blame somebody. I mean, I understand there's that whole thing. They weren't letting people see loved ones, you know, in the hospital. But, like, I don't know that you can really put that... I mean, it's not like that death was should be blamed on Amy. I mean, you can blame Amy Acton, I guess, for you know, refusing to let people see, you know, whoever. But I don't know that you can... I don't know that you can just claim that she's responsible for the death. I think those are two very different things.
Well, see, I'm not sure because I don't know what the ad says. Okay, it says, blames Dr. Acton for isolating her late mother during the pandemic. Okay, there you go.
But how did she die from isolation? Like, I don't
Well, I don't think she's saying she killed her. She's saying that's my only understanding.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just because the headline is that...
Well, that's a campaign headline.
But, like...
But the point, apparently it falsely blames Dr. Acton for isolating her mother during the pandemic.
Well... I mean, I don't know. There's a stay-at-home order. I mean, I guess, in theory, I suppose. I mean, I guess that's Amy Acton.
And it says that her... See, I don't think this is a good look. Because it says her mother did die in a hospice facility in Kentucky, I guess, 6 weeks after Dr. Acton stepped down as health director. Isn't the more important part of that she died in Kentucky?
Yeah.
I mean, does it really matter if Dr. Acton was in office or not if the woman died in Kentucky?
I don't quite understand this whole thing.
I mean, apparently there's the ad.
So is she just upset that she didn't get to see her mother before her mother died? Or like...
Yes, I guess.
So she's not actually blaming Amy Acton for the death?
I don't know. I haven't seen the spot. But it doesn't say that in the ad.
Where's the ad?
I don't know. Apparently it's not a very popular ad.
Well, I'm trying to... I want to see it.
That is so strange.
Let's see. Well, I mean, I figure that... I don't know. The ad... I mean, apparently somebody's talking about it.
Well, people are talking about it, and apparently it's effective or something, but I don't know. See, I don't understand half of this stuff. Have you found anything?
No.
I'll tell you what, this cornbread is smelling good.
It does smell like cornbread in here.
And yeah. It is heating up over here. Which, that's a good thing. But I don't see any ad here that has anything to do with this woman. I don't know where this ad is.
Yep, I don't know. Unless like, Vivek just has it posted to his YouTube. Vivek's got a YouTube. Or at least his campaign. I'd assume Vivek isn't in charge of the YouTube.
Well, DJ the Barber is on his YouTube, it looks like. But I don't see anything about this woman's ad.
I don't know where you see this ad at.
Well, there was a picture of him with, maybe it's not a Vivek ad. Maybe it's like one of those Super PAC ads.
Well, it's still an ad for Vivek, right?
Yeah, but maybe it's done from a Super PAC. I don't know. But Linda Caudill, I guess. Isn't that what it says, Linda Caudill?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can't find it. But, that's certainly an interesting case.
Yes, it's very ad. The ad is weird, apparently, although we can't find the ad. But, I mean, if she... I guess I don't understand why she blames her mother if she, her mother dying if she lived in Kentucky.
I do not know.
Okay, whatever. Got me. If anybody can find the ad, send it over to us. How close are we to Cornbread here? We're under 5 minutes.
Well, that's good.
Now, you get ready to take a picture of this, because people love to see the delicacies that are being prepared here. Now, by the way, I told you to cut the butter the other night, like they do in a restaurant, and you had no idea what I was talking about.
What do you mean?
You slice it, because when you get butter in a restaurant, they don't just give you the stick of butter.
Yeah.
They put a little square. You just put it in little squares like that.
Yeah, but they're just cutting off, like, there's measurements. They're just cutting off in the measurement.
No, not this way. I've worked in a restaurant. They're just cutting this so it looks nice when they bring out your pancakes. This is not for a recipe.
I don't know.
That stuff on the side is for a recipe.
Look. When I go get food places, like, I don't know, pancakes, I guess, they usually give you, like, a little, like cup of butter.
Yeah, I think that's become a new thing, but in the old days, they used to cut it like this before they had that butter in a tub or whatever it was. Well, we're waiting for the Dolly Parton cornbread. Cooked just like in Appalachia.
This lady ain't got a link to her ad.
Well, apparently not. I don't know. I don't understand why it's so hard to find these ads.
Why do you have to pay?
You know, you wouldn't think these... Well, there's... People are showing the ad, but the ad doesn't seem to be anywhere. Oh, wait, here it is. I think I found it.
Oh, boy.
All right, get ready now. Hold on. Hold on, lady. How do you stop these things?
You just click on the video.
Okay, hold on. Here's the big ad that has caused all the big muckety-muck. Here we go. Let's hear this ad for the first time.
I had to put my mother in a nursing home because she had fallen. A few weeks after that is when Amy Acton shut down the state. My mother didn't understand it. It traumatized her. She didn't know why her family couldn't come visit her. 2 months later, she died. Amy Acton is to blame for this. It happened to a lot of families, and it shouldn't have happened. I will never forgive Amy Acton for what she did to my family. Ohio can't afford liberal Amy Acton. I had to put my mother in a nursing
home. Okay, now wait a second. She does blame Amy Acton for the death of her mother, but she's saying it's because of the stay-at-home order.
But how is the stay-at-home order? I don't get how the stay-at-home order kills anybody. She fell, and then you put her in a nursing home, and it probably had something to do with the falling. I would doubt it had anything to do with the stay-at-home order.
Well, no, because people weren't allowed to visit their loved ones. Their loved ones got depressed. I mean, I heard a lot of that during the pandemic. People had to visit people through windows.
Yeah, it was upsetting. I mean, yeah, I get that whole thing. But, like, I don't think that's the same thing.
Isn't that what the woman... I don't think
she... You can be upset that you weren't allowed to see your mom, but I don't think you can blame Amy Acton for killing your mom.
Did she say that? Flat out?
I mean...
I gotta hear that again. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Here's the ad. Draw your own conclusions. Okay.
Just click on the the video. Yeah.
She had fallen. A few weeks after that is when Amy Acton shut down the state. My mother didn't understand it. It traumatized her. She didn't know why her family couldn't come visit her. 2 months later, she died. Amy Acton is to blame for this. It happened to a lot of families, and it shouldn't have happened. I will never forgive Amy Acton for what she did to my family. Ohio can't afford liberal Amy Acton.
I understand what she's saying. She's not saying she killed her. She's saying that because of the stay-at-home order and not being able to visit her, that her mother was scared and frightened and so on and so forth.
Sure.
Maybe she had some kind of dementia. I think this 30 seconds is hard to pack a lot in.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? Well, let's have some cornbread. The dinger went off there during the...
I didn't even notice.
Oh, it's all too complicated. Okay, let me get a... Because you know it's hot coming out of here. Talk for a second while I try to get this out.
All right, well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that... I don't know. She says Amy Acton is to blame for this. I mean, I don't think... Yes, I'm sure that it's very unfortunate that you didn't get to go see your loved ones. Do you want me to...
Ay. It's hot?
Yes, it is hot.
Oh, man. Lucky if we don't start a fire here. Forget that napkin.
I'll go get...
Yeah, go grab another napkin over there. Holy mackerel. Almost had third-degree burns here a second ago. Well, it looks different than it did the other night. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
It was more yellow the other night. So I don't know. More yellow, is that good or bad? All right, take a picture of that good-looking cornbread there.
You probably don't want that touching a cord.
You think you could melt the cord?
Yeah.
It's that hot. It could melt the cord.
Not really, it'll melt the cord, but it might melt the, like, you know, casing with the, you know, the actual wires, but it might not melt.
All right, we're about to have some cornbread here.
Yeah.
Got a good picture of it?
I think so.
All right.
What do you think?
Oh, that's kind of a weird-looking picture, don't you think?
I mean, how do you want it taken?
I'm going to tilt it here. Trying to get third-degree burns. Yeah, that's better. A little more light. All right, now we got to get a fork here. Try to cut through this. Hopefully it's not sticking like before. You know, Dolly Parton cornbread, one thing I got to say is it's got a potency to it.
Well, that's good. I like the cornmeal kind of texture. I use cornmeal a lot when I'm making if I'm like frying fish or something. Like if I just had gone fishing and we're gonna cook those fish, I always use some kind of mixture of.
You got a plate?
Flour and no.
You know, it does seem like it's coming off from the sides a lot easier than it was earlier. This is a plus.
Oh, right.
You got to get it discombobulated from the side of the dish, which I guess is part of this. I'll tell you, we are not utensil heavy here in the studio. But why would you be in a radio studio? Whoa, look at the heat coming off that thing.
Steaming.
See, that's definitely done.
That's some good looking cornbread.
All right, now I'm going to put it and take a picture of that with a nice dollop of store-bought butter on there. Just like a restaurant.
Dolly should have made her own butter company. You know how, like, I could picture...
There you go.
I could picture the quote now. A dollop of Dolly. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's just like Dolly would have made it right there. Steam coming off the whole thing.
Ooh, I don't know that look.
What?
I don't know. In the picture, maybe it's just because of the lighting on my phone, but it.
Like, oh, that doesn't. It looks green.
Yeah. You see, I don't know about that.
Set it on the table over there and see if it comes off better. If you can stay, because we want to show you our product here. You know, a lot went into this. Third degree burns and God only knows what went into making this cornbread this morning.
Let's see.
It's definitely done in the center. I'll say that. So cooking it a little bit longer certainly helped. Raising the temperature, cooking it longer. All of these things played into it. And it did come easily off of the bowl this time. So that's nice as well.
Yeah, I don't know that you're getting a good picture of this.
Why is it green in your phone?
No.
It certainly doesn't look green.
No, it looks like cornbread.
Looks like cornbread. So why would the picture be green?
Couldn't tell you. No matter.
Try to take it out in the hallway. The lighting's different out there.
Might be a little light, you know.
I don't know. We're heavily lit in this room, that's for sure. The lighting in here is very, very bright. But we've got the Dolly Parton cornbread. I'm telling you, this is going to be great. And it looks very, very good. It's yellow. It's fluffy. So apparently the recipe we use today is exactly the right recipe you would want to use for cornbread. Maybe I'll start making this for family gatherings. Maybe this is what I'll serve on Labor Day. Dolly Parton cornbread. Everybody come get your Dolly Parton cornbread, because this is going to be delicious. Now, we're going to get Matt to taste test this momentarily here before we go to break. All right, look better? No. Wonder what the problem is there.
Still look green.
Does your phone have like a...
I mean, it has like a blue light filter, but I mean, I can turn it off for a second.
Yeah, turn the filter off. Something is filtering there. There's no way that...
Oh, yeah, no, it looks a lot better now.
Yeah, well, what did you do?
I turned off the blue light filter.
Oh, well, maybe this would look better then. How's that picture look when you turn off the blue light filter? Better.
There's that one. There's that one.
They all look better without the blue light filter.
Well, it's taking out all the blue light. Blue light's bad for your eyes. So I turn on my eye comfort shield, and I have that thing like, oh, yeah, here, you want to see how, like, so, like, you know, so, like, you know, this, yeah, like, it's...
Oh, well, it does change the color.
Yeah, it takes out the blue light. It's all
just
yellow
on
light
your
now.
Phone. But when you send it to me, it would show normal.
Yeah, it doesn't, yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, well, taste it before we go to break. We got a minute left to go here. Here, this is the butter fork. All right, Matt's going. Now get some butter on that thing.
Well, there's butter on the fork. That's why I...
No, but you want to... Okay, go ahead. It's not melding the butter. How's the Dolly Parton cornbread? He's got it in his mouth. He's chewing it up. All right, how is the Dolly Parton cornbread? Third degree burns and everything else this morning, but we got it done. Oh, he must like it. I can see by the look on his face, he likes this.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's cornbread.
Delicious?
Yeah.
Very. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10 here.
I mean, I don't know.
Would Dolly be happy?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it tastes just like, you know, every other cornbread I've ever had, pretty much. I mean, I love cornbread, so you can't...
Does it have a sweet taste, or does it have...
Yeah, it's sweet.
Because some cornbread does not have the sweet taste.
I don't think I've ever had not sweet cornbread.
So that'll be $7.95, and you make sure you tip the server on the way out on that one.
I think you could probably sell it for about that, yeah.
By the way, if somebody wants a piece of Dolly Parton cornbread, they can stop. We only have two, so you can stop by and get a piece of Dolly Parton. It's warm right now. It burned the fork.
It melted the fork.
Melted the end of the fork. But we can get you a piece of Dolly Parton cornbread, and we'll put a dollop of butter on it for you if you want to stop by in the next few minutes here. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back in exactly, 15 minutes? Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Close.
That was... Mm-hmm. Had you ever seen a primary like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
You weren't there for that one. You weren't there for that one.
I read the book.
Hillary and Obama.